With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Two-thirds of the U.S. population is facing down a monster winter storm and extreme cold. The storm's snow and ice will stretch over 2,000 miles from Texas to New England as it tracks east through the weekend. Meteorologist Frank Pereira of the National Weather Service says parts of the southern U.S. could get as much as an inch of ice.
Unfortunately, when you start to get ice accumulations of that magnitude, we're looking at the potential for widespread tree damage, power line damage, which could result in long-term or long-duration power outages for those areas that are impacted.
At least 182 million people were under watches or warnings for ice and snow, and more than 210 million were under cold weather advisories or warnings. In many places, those overlapped. The death toll in Iran is rising from anti-government protests.
Activists say Iran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests has killed over 5,000 people. This came from the U.S.-based group known as Human Rights Activist News Agency, which has been accurate in previous rounds of unrest in Iran. Iranian officials earlier this week said that over 3,000 had been killed, but Tehran has a history of either underreporting or not at all disclosing fatalities in rounds of unrest.
That's correspondent John Gambrell reporting. Vice President J.D. Vance on Friday encouraged pro-life activists to take heart in how far we've come on the quest to limit abortion. There is still much road ahead to travel together, Vance told attendees at the annual March for Life demonstration, which draws tens of thousands of people annually to Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 285 points, the Nasdaq rose 65. This is SRN News. Americans are leaving church.
It's not the first survey to reveal this fact, but it is the latest. Analyst Ryan Burge, a former pastor who studies faith in the U.S., has released new findings based on the General Social Survey. They indicate that every age group in this country is attending worship less frequently. In 1972, close to half of most Americans were in the pews every Sunday. Now it's about 1 in 4, with only 17% of young adults attending weekly. Michael Harrington reporting.
Surveys by the Pew Research Center find the Catholic population in Latin American countries has shrunk over the last decade, while Protestantism has remained relatively stable across the region. Experts say the Catholic Church's strong influence has eroded in large measure because of the priest sex abuse scandal. Meanwhile, the share of Latin America's population that's atheist, agnostic, or followers of no particular religion is growing. SRN News. The Trump administration is ending the use of abortion-derived fetal tissue in research funded by the National Institutes of Health. Bob Agnew reports.
The government has funded research involving fetal tissue for decades under both Republican and Democrat administrations. The tissue has been helpful for research involving HIV, cancer, and other diseases. Yet opponents say there's a deeper moral issue and that there are alternatives, although scientists don't always agree whether there are adequate substitutes. In 2024, the $47 billion NIH counted a total of 77 funded projects that involved fetal tissue. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities say they've arrested Ryan Wedding, a former Canadian Olympic snowboarder, facing charges related to drug trafficking and the killing of a federal witness. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.